The new year is here, and it's the perfect time to kickstart your meditation practice. The Morning Meditation for Women podcast has short, daily guided meditations that will help you start your day with intention and focus, and make it so easy to get you into the habit. Imagine feeling so much more calm and confident in 2025. Follow and listen to Morning Meditation for Women on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
We had some wonderful kids come by yesterday to help with our 10,000 toys for girls and boys. Cute audio alert from producer Dan is coming, Ken.
I'm here
for it.
Cute audio alert.
I never saw the total number of toys that we raised last night. Did you see a total?
Oh, yeah.
Do you know it? Do you not want to share it?
I can tell you. Do you want me to tell you?
I would love to hear what.
It was 786 toys.
No, it was not.
It sure was.
Oh, the last number I'd heard was around 650, and I knew there was still some coming in. So 786 last night?
Correct.
Wow. And all of those people came just because Carson and I were singing?
Correct.
That is a fact.
Not only that.
You're welcome, children.
But they supported you by going to their offices and putting boxes in the lobbies and making sure they brought the most toys they possibly could.
Yeah, people were very generous.
All right. This first audio is from Vivian. Vivian came by with her mom, and they donated 150 toys?
Yeah, they had dollies and wagons.
Yeah, she went to her school and empowered her friends and stuff.
And that's what I asked her about.
All right, so who am I here with?
Vivian.
And Carrie.
Vivian, how old are you?
10.
And what did you just do?
We put gift drive boxes in our school, and we got 150 toys.
So you collected 150 toys for Carson and Kennedy's 10,000 Toys for Girls and Boys?
Yeah.
How did this happen? What made you want to do this?
Well, I don't think it's, like, fair for girls and boys to wake up on Christmas without any toys, just because, like, they can't afford it. So that's why I want to have, like, every girl and boy have an amazing Christmas.
And how did you get your school involved? What'd you do?
We emailed student council about it, and we told our friends at school.
And all your friends brought toys?
Yeah.
What's your school's name? You want to shout them out?
Pine Hill, Westwood, Mass.
150 toys. Shout out to Pine Hill. What about you? You must be a proud mom.
Yeah, I'm very proud of the students and all the help of the student council and the teachers. It was a great effort, and they're amazing.
And how old are you again?
10.
I was not doing stuff like this when I was 10 years old. You're going to be all right in life, I think.
Thank you.
Thank you guys so much. Thank you to Pine Hill and Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
So Vivian and Carrie came by and they brought 150 toys.
She had made boxes to put in her school, and it was three different boxes, and it was like small toys go here, medium toys go here, large toys go here. It was adorable.
We love an organized queen.
There's definitely some Junior Kennedy vibes happening with that one. Yeah, she was a part of the student government. I talked to her a little bit about it, and just you could see the pride that she had in bringing all of those toys.
Yeah.
And it was always funny, too, because like you have somebody come up, and then the person that would come up behind them, you know, they're like, so I just brought one toy, and I'm like, don't feel the shame,
it's
don't feel the
good.
Guilt. No, every toy counts.
Helps.
Every toy counts.
Believe it.
All right, we have some more audio here. This is from Autumn, Dan.
This clip needs a little context. So Carson and I had to pay off a bet at the South Shore Plaza last night because Kennedy collected more toys than we did in our North Shore versus South Shore bet.
Which you'll be able to hear at 8:15 this
year. Yes. So we sang Love is an Open Door. It was a transcendent performance. People were lined up on like the second floor over the railing looking
crazy.
At us.
It was crazy.
And then after we performed, Autumn and her mom came up and talked to me about it.
Hi, what are your names?
Annie.
I'm Autumn.
Autumn, how old are you?
I'm 12 years old.
What do you think about that transcendent performance of Love is an Open Door?
You guys definitely hit those high notes. It was very interesting because I've never heard you guys sing before.
And what do you think? Are you blown away?
In a good way or a bad way?
Be honest, it's a safe space.
After that, I'm not sure if it's safe anymore, but it wasn't good, but it wasn't bad.
What about me as Anna? Was I like Kristen Bell?
Yeah, I think you could definitely play the part.
Thank you guys so much for coming. What about you, Mom? What do you think?
You guys are awesome. Rocked it. Yeah, I hope you guys get your 10,000.
Thank you. We'll stick to radio. We won't sing anymore.
I've always wanted to be famous.
Hey, let's go!
It wasn't not good.
Yeah. Like, this is a safe space. She's like, not anymore.
Oh, my God.
Not after what you did.
That is hilarious.
As Kennedy teased there, yes, we will play that audio at 8:15 this morning. I don't know what you have on your agenda for 8:15 this morning.
But cancel your business calls.
You do not want to miss this.
10 out of 10 would recommend you come back to the show at 8:15 this morning to hear the audio from Dan and I and our performance last night at the South Shore Plaza. Yep. And if you came by, thank you. Standing in line waiting to meet us always just blows me away.
Mm-hmm.
That you would drive as far as you drove yesterday.
It's in traffic and all of it.
Oh, that traffic.
Talk to, I can't remember. Was it Katie, I believe, who drove in from, like Metro West. Drove in an hour to drop off a couple of toys. Mm-hmm. And she has been bringing us toys since the first year when it was Guerrilla Radio and we were,
She showed us pictures of her like in the parking lot with salt. Like in the wee hours of the morning.
12 years ago.
Before we had started our relationship with Simon Malls and we were just sitting in their parking lot.
Back when we were trespassing.
Yes, 100%
when the police got called and it was for bad things, not for good things. So thank you to everybody that came out last night. 786 toys collected. We are so close and we will obviously still be collecting tomorrow at the concert.
Yes.
And then we will announce our total when we come back to work on Monday.